Kristen, what do you bring into our coaching space today?
It's a question of a decision I have to take within the next 2 or 3 days. And it's about further education starting in February. I'm very fond of this kind of education, and I had the first contact with this kind of university in November. And yeah, I was totally fond, but now I'm a bit hesitating, and I really should make this decision and be clear in the next days and know what to do, either to start it or to start it in February or to start it probably in September then.
All right. So you were excited about taking a decision for further study, and now it seems that there's some hesitation. So what has shifted for you, Kristen?
You know, there was this time, I had a bit more time for myself, like a bit more me time around November. And I was going for research and looking what I could do next and after ICA or a little bit beside ICA and what would be interesting. And I got in contact with the Viktor Frankl Museum and with the seminar center there. And I was in a phase where I was more relaxed, and I was really excited. And then after a couple of weeks, my normal life came back again, because, you know, I'm a hotel manager and there are lots of things to do and the kids, and then was homeschooling. So I was living in this kind of stress level I normally live. And it was a bit more away, the topic. And I was a bit insecure how I should really fit it in, and it's so much to do, and the other lockdown, and yeah, this is what shifted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it sounds like you got back into your normal routine, and with all of the stresses that brings for you. Mm-hmm. And so, given that awareness, Kristen, what might you need to examine or consider in today's session that can support you to take a decision one way or the other?
To support me. I would like to have a clearer picture what this education would mean for me and how important it is for me to start in February.
All right. And so what would you be wanting as outcome at the end of the session, Kristen?
I mean, if I could have a wish, I would like to be clear that I will sign the agreement and go for it in February, or to have the decision to be clear, the clearance just to say, okay, no, it's not the right time now. I do it in September.
Okay. So you're wanting to have clarity about whether to make that decision February or September. And so what kinds of things do you think you need to look at or consider to help you make that decision?
It's a bit of a time scheduling topic. It's also the part of ICA, which is running parallel. And I'm going into observe probably in March, April. The other education would be starting in February until end of June, so the first semester, and then the second starts again in September. So it's a 3.5 years course. And I'm always a bit insecure about my family situation, because, as I said, I have two kids, and, you know, I always do some education beside my work and beside my family, but I have a lot on my plate, and it's like a little test for me to, if you understand what I mean, should I just leave it, which would be the first time in my life, I think, that I leave something what is interest and where I'm so interested in to go more into relaxation? Or can I take the responsibility to do it because I would like to do it and I love it and it's for my development and I will manage with my kids and with my work? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're putting your finger there on a source of tension, which is, you know, do I go forward with what I know to be true about me and take this decision?
Yeah.
Right. And at the same time, I have my family and I have these other responsibilities. And so, Kristen, with that awareness, what might you do with that awareness to help you start getting this clarity in terms of the outcome that you're wanting?
Something in me says that I would need the okay and support of my family, but I'm honest, I'm a bit shy of asking, and also something in me tells me I should decide it for myself and not being forced to ask. Okay, of my family. And also the feeling that it will be okay. It's one weekend in the month. Mm-hmm. So every 4 weeks, one weekend, I have to spend there. I have to read books and I have to make a major test exam at the end of June. Mm-hmm. So, and that might conflict as well with the ICA. So it will be a tough half year.
So I can see and I can feel that you're really grappling with the tension around this, and you have this awareness that it's going to be a tough year for you. And at the same time, you said you need support, but you're shy to ask for that support. So what's coming up for you around this notion that you are afraid to ask for the support that you would need?
It's a bit this feeling that normally I manage all by myself, you know, so 100%. And I don't want anyone of my family feel lax of because I do this education. So I don't want them to feel, how should I say, in a worse situation than if I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
It sounds like you're holding this belief that if you ask for help, then maybe you're not being as responsible as you possibly could be, or that you might be creating a burden in other people. What are your thoughts about my observation?
Yeah, it's quite. It's resonating, actually. It's true that it is a belief, or it's like a little ticker inside when the point is coming up that my life would be easier if I would ask for help, then it's kind of a weakness a bit for me. It seems to be a weakness of mine, because then I'm not anymore 100% able to manage the whole situation. And of course, I it could come to a conflict. And this is also what I always try to avoid. Yeah. Because I would like to follow my goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you go back to what you stated initially, there was tension there because you're in the ICA track. So that's a commitment. And then taking on this would be another sort of commitment, adding more to your plate. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, how are you thinking about reconciling those two things without having some kind of support?
I have the permission for ICA until September. That seems to be quite a long time starting from now. But formally, I wanted to finish in May, something like that, because if I'm in the observed starting April and I have to write the research paper. And that's what I also wanted to say. I forgot about that. I said it's the Viktor Frankl Center. So it's an education about purpose finding in your life and at workplace. And yeah. And I would have the hope that I could find a good theme for my research paper there as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm coming from a management leadership background, mm-hmm. and this education would be of high academic level, like psychotherapy, but with the focus of purpose. So I also would be happy to find a combination, you know, so that I could profit from it also for ICA. And I think I would have to prolong ICA because probably have to leave the idea to finish April, May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're coming around to a decision there, Kristin. So what's beginning to formulate for you?
Probably I have to find a compromise because I cannot have it all, I think. Mm-hmm. Because to have it all would mean I could totally focus on ICA, I could focus on Viktor Frankl Center, I could focus on my family, because this is also very important for me with my kids at school. And then I would have to step back at work and say, okay, I don't know, I'll take a study holiday, whatever, sabbatical, whatever, because everything on my plate is not possible. My day is not that long. Mm-hmm. It's also a decision not only for this education. I think it's also a decision for when would I like to finish ICA definitely.
Mm-hmm. Kristin, I'm hearing that you're really you sound like you're really interested in this education opportunity. I hear the excitement around that, and I also hear you're committed to ICA. But it sounds like you're thinking about making adjustments to the timetable there. And so I'd like to invite you, if I could, to think about what support could offer you in terms of pursuing the new education opportunity, in terms of completing your ICA program, and still being available for your family. So just imagine that for a minute.
What could support? For me, it's only one possibility, and this is decreasing my hours at work. But I have to tell you, I'm a hotel manager, and I'm responsible for a lot of people, especially in these COVID times. And they need this leadership from my side. But I have to take the chance to probably talk clearly to the owner of the hotel, because if I could step a little bit back for about 3 or 4 months, it would be a totally changed situation for me.
So if you were to have this conversation with your manager and your supervisor, and you were able to scale back your hours, what would then open up for you?
Then it won't be a problem to make this decision at all. Mm-hmm. And I would have enough time for the research paper, for reading the books, for everything, and also for my family, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it sounds like talking to the manager about your needs is a way to support yourself.
Absolutely.
In the process. Kristen, what's letting you know that now that talking to the manager will move you closer to this outcome of being able to pursue the program and also be able to have time for your family and time for ICA?
Most important for me would be to be clear with him and to feel that he still trusts in me, and also that I will still have a job when I come back. Mm-hmm. Because I really have to, when I think about it, you know, I wouldn't even scale it down, because I have tried that before with about 15, 20 hours, and then I still work 30, 40 hours because of all the people around me and hard topics. So I would definitely take myself out of the system for about 3 to 4 months. Mm. Yeah. And this would be possible, but it would need a clear talk.
Yeah. Perhaps this is an opportunity now or a space where you might want to think through what that conversation could sound like. Mm.
The question was, sorry, if we could talk about this.
Perhaps this could be an opportunity or space, yeah, where you can start thinking out what a conversation with your supervisor could sound like.
You know, the point is that he trusts me totally. I mean, I've been working with him this for 5 years now, and he is, I'm sure he's very satisfied. Mm-hmm. But when I'm insecure that if it works, he will notice it. Mm-hmm. And if I'm insecure that my assistant, my resident manager, who is my co, will manage to do it, then it's so hard for me to let it go. You know, it's like my baby, this hotel. It's also hard for me to imagine that I just let it go for about 3 to 4 months. Yeah.
Well, perhaps thinking about letting go, what if you didn't think about it as letting go, but sort of temporarily putting it on pause so that you can make space for this new education venture that you want to pursue? So if you perceived it from that angle, how might you approach that conversation so that you do feel secure when you speak with your manager?
Yeah. I mean, this would be, has another energy, totally. Because then I could, then the main message is not, okay, Norbert, I will not be here the next half year. But the other, your point of view would be that I could say, Norbert, I would like to develop myself. I would like to put emphasis on this and this, this and that. And I could bring some value to your company with this new education as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This would give me another strength and another confidence, mm-hmm, speaking to him. Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen, with that realization right now that you could frame it differently, what are you learning about yourself in this moment that could be useful for you going forward?
Yeah, that I tend to see the weakness in my decisions. So the weakness that I produce in others, if I say it correctly, you know. But I rarely see the benefit, the value others have when I trust on myself and I follow my way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen that before. I just saw, okay, who should do the work and how will it be? And yeah, it's another focus.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so, Kristen, with this new awareness that you can lead off with your strength and that you can approach the conversation thinking about a pause versus giving up, when do you think you might want to schedule a meeting with your supervisor